That's all for today. I like me ideologically. How about that term? I like me ideologically. I like me ideologically. What does ideologically mean? Well, two simple words that refer to it are being a visionary and theorizing. Being a visionary is what I recommend to all of us. Not that we visualize for tomorrow. Not that we visualize for some future time or something like that. But we think in the present. We think in the now. What are you thinking in the now? Do you know what you're thinking in the now? Are you thinking in the now that you're sitting here listening to this talk? Are you thinking in the now that you have just heard a wonderful talk by Ellen, one of our fine commercials, getting ready to go into marketing, talking about one of our exquisite students, the wonderful healing that she had, the wonderful world that went from one direction to another, just completely upset it in a wonderful way? Or are you thinking about who you are? Who am I? Who are you? That's really the question. Can you be a visionary about who you are? Are you locked into the thing that you are looking at right now? Are you locked into the illusion that you're living right now, this body that you have? Are you locked into it? Are you locked into this mind that you have right now? Are you locked into the circumstances you have right now, being a monk here at the monastery? Or being a human being anywhere when you listen to this talk? Are you locked into that? Are you locked into being a housewife, a husband, a factory worker, an employee, an employer, a retired person, a senior citizen? Hey, be careful of senior citizens. They're living longer and longer and starting new businesses after they retire. And that's why they're living longer, because they're visionaries. They don't visualize themselves as being 75, 85, 95. They visualize themselves as being 25. Right now. Right now. Now, what do you visualize yourself? How do you visualize yourself? What is your theorizing about yourself? Do you think you have a problem? Then the problem becomes very real to you right now. Do you think you have a solution? Then the solution becomes very real to you right now. What is it you think about yourself? What is it you are able to visualize about yourself right now? Our body is the temple of the living spirit. That sounds real good, doesn't it? Our body is the temple of the living spirit. What is our body? Is it the undifferentiated matter of the universe coalesced into our form? Is it a bunch of atoms that have just sort of accidentally gone into a creative being who we call ourselves? Nothing happens by chance in life. Somewhere a cause was put into motion for who we are right now. Somehow a cause was put into motion to demonstrate us just the way we are. Now, if you're not demonstrating exactly who you'd like to be, then it's a good idea to start demonstrating who you'd like to be. Now, let's just play a little game. Fred and Thelma want to go into the theater. Fred stands in front of the mirror all day long, making faces at himself, being in control of his face. Some people, like Andrine, can even wiggle their ears. They just make their ears go flop, flop, flop. A real neat trick. And What does his friend do? She too stands in front of the mirror, but instead of wiggling her ears and making grimaces at herself, she stands there and looks and says, "Oh, I am so beautiful. Oh, I'm so beautiful. Oh, I'm so glorious. Oh, I'm so wonderful." And what happens when she does that? What happens when she does that? She looks beautiful. She looks glorious. And she will be a very beautiful actress. However, she will not be a very good actress. A good actress must know how to gesticulate, must know how to make the facial expressions demonstrate the mood that she's acting. If she's acting a sorrowful mood, or a tragic mood, or a happy mood, or a silly mood, or a love mood, you know, bliss mood, or whatever, she has to have her facial expressions for that. She didn't practice that. So she became a good actress, whom people thought was very pretty. He became an exquisite actress who won all the Academy Awards because he lived in the moment whatever he was doing. Now, you and I can do the same thing. We can stand in front of the mirror and make faces at ourselves, you know, and we can be in charge of our facial expressions. And we can be a great actor or actress. So what? We can be a great actor or actress right now, standing in front of that mirror, making all of these interesting faces that we're making. And we believe in ourselves. We say, "I am an actor. I am an actress. I can do this." You see, you don't say, "I will be an actor," or "I will be an actress." "I will do this. I can. I do it right now. I know how." Now, do you know how to be a visionary for yourself right now? Do you visualize whatever your dream is for yourself? Let's just say, taking a wild guess, you'd like to be a spiritual master. And you'd like to be that right now. Well, of course you are. But you don't recognize it that you're that right now, because you have built a bunch of bridges and a bunch of screens and a bunch of walls, all sorts of obstacles that keep you from seeing this about yourself. So, very interesting. And as long as you have done that, what have you done to yourself? As long as you have done that, you have created yourself in limitation. These obstacles, these walls, these screens that you put before yourself so that you can't see who you are, you cannot see your spiritual master, they all have to be overcome. They all have to be pushed out of the way. Now, how do you push them out of the way? You push them out of the way by not paying any attention to them. You push them out of the way by paying attention to what it is that you are. Now, what are you? You are an ideal being. You are an archetypal being. You are a wonderful being. That's who you are. You are this fantastic expression of your own divinity right now. Now, if you're going to be pushing obstacles out of the way so that you can see that, you're going to be paying more attention to the obstacles than you are to the vision of who you are. So, it's theorizing, as far as you're concerned, because you have not done that before. So, you are making this theory, and you are attempting to put this theory into motion for yourself, so that you will have a fantastic expression. Now, how are you going to do that? Here I am. I'm talking to you, sharing ideas on a very important topic. I'm looking at my clock, which I didn't set, and I'm looking on the computer to see how far the computer has gone. And when the computer reached 10 minutes, then I set the clock to begin. And so then at the end of 20 minutes, I will know that I have spoken 30 minutes. Now, all of this I have been cogitating while I am telling you about relieving blocks that limit you from being your spiritual master. You see, we have the capacity for an infinite number of things to go on in our brain. And this is both a failure and a blessing. It is both a curse and a blessing because sometimes we think about things that are not beneficial to us. Sometimes we think about things that are limiting to us. We think about those blocks. We say, oh, those blocks are so terrible because they're limiting me from being my divine self. Well, the blocks are not limiting you. They're there, but they're not limiting you. You can turn your attention to who you are 100%. You can be a visionary of who you are, not looking at the illusion. The illusion says that you're blocked. The illusion says that it isn't going to work. But ideologically, it is there. It's done. In these ideal thoughts that we have, it is done. In our reality, it is done. We are merely disclosing it. We have said many times before, we do not learn anything. School is not for learning. Education is not for learning. Unless we say to learn that we already know it. Education is for one thing only. It is to reveal that we already know all these things. Because whenever you are learning a subject, when you attain the subject, yes, now I know. And it's not that now you know, it's now you know that you knew. That's a big point. Now you know that you always knew it. But you didn't know that you knew it until now that you know that you knew it. It's a silly thing. It's a very important thing. It's a didactic syllogism that makes us think very carefully. Now we know we knew it. The light bulb goes on, not because something has been given to you that made you stimulize yourself into awareness, but the light bulb goes on because, ah, yes, I always knew that. Oh, yes, I understand. I understand. You see, knowing and understanding are two different things. We always know, but we don't always know that we know. Until we understand that we don't know that we know. And we want to understand that we know. And to understand that you know, you turn your attention to your visionary capacity. You visualize that you know. You visualize that you understand. You visualize that this is something that is yours. It's an ideological realization that is so beautiful and so powerful and so important that you might call it the total subject of our field. I feel like I have an echo here somehow. It's the total subject of our field, and it's something that we want to really be in charge of and really be totally with. How do we do that? How do we do that? How do we be totally with what we're doing? How do we be totally with what the direction that we're going? We are totally with the direction that we're going when instead of thinking about the limitations, we think about the realization. We have the understanding. I would like to be a spiritual master, you say. Well, we revise that statement. I am a spiritual master. Now, how does a spiritual master act? How does a spiritual master think? What ideas does a spiritual master have in his consciousness? What thoughts does a spiritual master have in his consciousness? And we could forget this feminism thing, his, hers, its, theirs, you know. It's just a word. Don't let it get to you. His means humanity. It means all mankind. Mankind, you know. I mean, who created the world? God, man, you know. Well, where was woman all this time? Well, there is no man and there is no woman. There is no it. There is merely the realization that all is. Get over this rinky-dinky thinking about womanism and feminism and all that sort of stuff. It's just another limitation, another block for you saying you're God, saying you're a master, saying that you're illumined. What do you think a illumined master is? A male or female? No way. A man or a child? No way. A master surpasses all of that. A master is not limited by anything. A master could enjoy everything. Don't forget that. But a master is not limited by anything. And we want to limit ourselves. We want to limit ourselves by saying, oh, this is my feminine body, this is my masculine body, and that's stupid. That's stupid. All I have to do is look at that little Andrian. He's got a problem. He's got a man in that child's body. And everyone doesn't appreciate what a fabulous man that is. But they will, as he appreciates it, as he stands for it. And is he standing for it?
Yes.
No, you can bet your life he is. Could you do the same thing? No. You are doing it. But could you do the same thing? Only when you visualize who you are and stand by who you are. I said to the young fellows, I said, you are going to be professional drivers. And the saint says, I am a professional driver. Now, wasn't that a wise statement? It might sound a little bit, you know, pushy, but hey, that's what it's all about. Standing up for who you are and having your vision of who you are and knowing who you are. When you know who you are, you don't have to play games. Oh, you may stand in front of the mirror and make faces at yourself, and you may see how your body responds and your body language, and all that's good stuff. But you are the actor already. All you're doing is revealing the actor that's within you. You are the master right now. All you're doing is revealing the master that's within you. And as you reveal the master that's within you, no blocks can ever inhibit it. No blocks can ever keep that master from flooding forth like a dynamic, wonderful, powerful essence. Nothing. Nothing can keep you from being the fabulous being you are, except yourself. When you say, I can't, forget it. You're out of the running. Irene told us a story as she was running a marathon that she was very enthused about it and happy. And one woman had stopped along the path and she took her hand and said, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. And the woman caught her second breath and then pretty soon she left Irene in her dust. You see, we want to help ourselves. Helping others is beautiful. But we don't need to help others, we help ourselves. When we run the good race, we will encourage those around us to run the good race. Now, that woman quite likely created Irene in her consciousness, giving her a hand, Irene or someone else. That woman quite likely created somebody coming along and saying, come on, babe, move it. You're good. You're very good. Now, she could have told herself that. She could have wound up her own inner engine and got going. This is what winners do. But Irene crippled that woman. She crippled that woman by giving her a hand. Because that woman will never stand on her own. When she comes to trying circumstances in her life, she's going to look for someone to give her a hand and give her an encouraging word. We need to give ourselves that hand and that encouraging word. I'm not belittling the act that you did, which was very human and very lovely. But it's a good illustration of if you help a person and then they fail again, you must help them again and again forever until they stand on their own feet and walk. Whenever we help ourselves. We're not really helping ourselves. We're merely revealing ourselves. Can you have that vision within you, that ideological vision that says, I am that I am? Think of what God said. Da-da-da-da-da-da. God said to Moses, hey, babe, go bring the people, my people out of Israel, out of Egypt. Bring the Israelites back to their land, their promised land. Well, who shall I say has sent me? Moses said. And the voice from the bush, the burning bush, said to him, say, I am that I am has sent thee. I am that I am has sent thee. Can you say, I am that I am? Surely you can. Can you believe, I am that I am? Can you stand there and say, I am that I am, that's the greatest. There's no male, there's no female, there's no man, no child. There's no animal, mineral, vegetable, there's no substance. There's just the essence, the is. Are you ready for that? Or are you still going to keep on playing the game of saying, well, I can't do this, and I don't know how to do that, and I'm unhappy. My life is, I wish I could go and do this and do that, you know, okay? In yourself. You don't need to be in a monastery, in a chapel. You don't need to be in a church. You don't need to be in a school. You don't need to be with your mommy. You don't need to be any place. Your illumination is going to hit you right in the head. And who knows where you'll be. You might be going to the bathroom. You know, you might be doing some very mundane, ordinary thing. And all of a sudden, pow! You say, whoo, hey. Hey, I know who I am. I know who I am. Ha ha! Wonderful! And then you stop that quickly too, because your thought of who you were before is gone. Your thought of your limitations are gone. Your thought of all the obstacles you had to jump over and go around, they're gone. And all you know is, hey, I am that I am. Ooh-wee! And you don't even say, hoo-wee, because hoo-wee means I didn't know it. Because you don't know that you didn't know it anymore because you are it. You understand that? You can't say you don't have a beautiful car when you have a beautiful car. You can't say you have a beautiful wife or husband when you have a beautiful wife or husband. You don't say that. You just do it. You just have it. You just are it. I am that I am. How wonderful and how powerful and how great. This is the ideological realization that I would have you know this morning. Here we are on this lovely campus. We have everything we could want. Meditation trails, opportunities to be stimulated, opportunities to be irritated. Oh, do I have to irritate you? And be untouched. Opportunities to be untouched. Opportunities to be untouched. But you still like to play the human game and be touched. Do you think it bothers me? No way, because I see right through that. The moment will come, it has already come, the moment will come when nothing will touch you anymore. Not that you will lose responsibility, not that you will be an irresponsible, unchastised human being, something undesirable. You'll be fantastic. You'll be fantastic. But you'll be untouched by what anyone says to you or what anyone is. Because nobody will say anything to you. Nobody will say anything unkind. Nobody will do anything to you. As we said about Brother Lawrence, who is the brother in this monastery in ancient times, the monks would come in from the vineyards with mud all over their sandals and come into the kitchen and clump around. You think they would take their sandals off at the door, but I guess the floor was kind of cold, and so they kept their sandals on. And Brother Lawrence had the job of keeping the floor clean. So he would go down, and he would dust off the monk's sandals, and he would take the dirt away, and he'd wipe it up, and he would clean it up. He did not feel belittled by his task. He felt emboldened, ennobled by his task, because this was his way of saying, I am serving the Lord. Now we're serving Jesus. We're serving the Lord in us. We're serving the Christ that we are. And the Christ that we are knows no humility. The Christ that we are knows no belittlement. The Christ that we are knows no larger, no small. It is. No comparison, no judgment. It is. We switched a couple of you in different rooms yesterday, and you were not too happy about it. We had a few more things coming up that haven't been done yet. Don't be touched by it. Don't be touched by it. It doesn't make any difference. If you get irritated and leave here, fine. If you are ennobled and blessed and stay here to study, fine. If you've gotten the message and you're untouched and you're illumined and you ascend, super. We'll send your leftovers to your parents, you know, your notebooks and stuff like that, you know. No, I'm sure you take that with you too. They say you can't take it with you. Well, they've never been there, so they don't know. You take with you all that you are and all that you are could ever be. You don't need your notebooks anymore. You don't need your pencils, and you don't need your paper. You don't need your toys and trinkets and knickknacks. You don't need the pictures to remind you. If you wish to think about something, you can think about it. You think, Dad, he's there living right in front of you. Remember Harry Potter? Remember the newspaper? The newspaper was delivered, and on the newspaper you looked at the front, the people on the newspaper were waving at you. You're looking at the pictures of the people in sports activities, and they're waving back, hi, hi, you guys, and they recognize you. I mean, it's way out, but it's way in. It's where it is. It's a beautiful thing, a glorious thing. It's where you and I are right now. Now, I say it again to you, if you can handle what we're doing here and be untouched, if I can give you all sorts of headaches and heartaches and have you be untouched because you know it's only done to see if you can be untouched. Wow. You want your spiritual mastership? Then walk the path. You want to be a spiritual master in every way that it possibly could mean? Then let go of those damned old things that have hung on to you since you were a child. You remember all those little incidents when you were a child, when you were disturbed by what your parents did to you or what your world did to you. Forget it, silly person. How long are we going to take Germany and threaten it with terrible things because it was a bad country during the war? How long are we going to oppress Japan? When are we going to let them free and see if perhaps they have a new direction they want to go? Or maybe they want to go the old direction, and it's not ours to tell them not to. How long can we suppress people? How long can we suppress ideas? How long can we suppress visions? Let them go. Let them be. And when you let them go and you let them be, you know what happens? They're wonderful. I got the bell on that. They're really wonderful. Do you understand anything of what I've been saying today? It's not so easy. You think you do, but when the test comes, it's tough. Don't get shook up by the tests. Be delighted with your response, ennobling yourself, enriching yourself, illumining yourself. I like me ideologically. I like me ideologically. I like me ideologically. Ideologically. I like me as a visionary, as a theorist. I like me. I am that I am. Say this of yourself and let it be the truth. I love you.
I love you.